Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
Helen Moss is my studio guest today. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. You had a blustery old ride here, I understand.
Yes, it's lovely in Cambridge, lovely and sunny, but when you're on your bike, it's quite blustery as you come around the corners. You
get fresh.
Yes, fresh. Bracing, I think is the word.
So we're here to talk about the Children's Book Festival in Linton, and it runs from the 19th to the 20th of May. You're an honorary patron.
That's right.
So I guess that was an easy yes to say when they asked you to be an honorary patron.
Oh, absolutely. I love this festival. I'd already been involved a couple of times. It runs every 2 years, so I think I'd already been spoken there twice already. And when Anna, the organiser, asked if I'd like to be honorary patron, of course I was absolutely delighted to, because it's such a fantastic festival. I'm just really proud and privileged to be associated with it in any way.
And what does an honorary patron do?
Well, I don't do any of the hard work, I have to say. That's all down to Anna and a fantastic team of volunteers. It's really just my job to put the word out and be a friend of the festival, talk to fellow authors, get everybody enthused, and to give some feedback from the author point of view. And really just to be a kind of spokesperson, come in and do interviews like this, really just to tell people. I want everybody to know about this festival.
Well, it is a fantastic festival. I mean, you've got the programme in front of you and people can go online and look, lintonbookfest.org. I mean, it's just full of events, isn't it?
It is. It's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, and it's all at Linton Village College. So everything's on site over the weekend. And you can essentially spend the whole day there as a family, because as well as the talks and workshops that you book for, which are all free, but you sort of just have to book to make sure you can get, there's room for you in literally in the room. There's lots and lots of drop-in activities all day. So you can be doing drawing manga cartoons or speaking to illustrators. There's lots of things with a sort of environmental theme, because the theme is Earth stories this year. So there's a fantastic augmented reality demonstration around sort of landscape and environmental factors from the Department of Geography. There's just lots and lots of things that you can be doing as well as the individual workshops.
And when we're saying Children's Book Fest, what kind of age range are we looking at there?
Well, it's right through from, I would say, sort of the youngest children, preschool, 3 years old. There's lovely storytelling and picture book authors for those children. And we've particularly tried this year to really encourage some of the to include some of the older children by having some events like the authors Dave Cousins, Chris Priestley, who appeal to sort of upper end of primary and younger teenagers. There's going to be a great horror workshop with Chris Priestley, which will really appeal to sort of 10 plus.
And it's a chance for young readers to come and meet the writers that they admire, hear them reading and ask them questions and really engage with it.
It is, because being quite a small festival, I mean, it punches above its weight in the sense that it's got really great programme, but it's small in the sense that it's all in one place. There is a chance for readers to, you know, chat to the authors while they're queuing up to buy the book, or just having a coffee. So it's very, very accessible. And I think that's important, because it gives children that access to creativity, to the sort of cultural conversation that's going on, without the authors sort of being up, you know, kind of on a pedestal a long way away. They can really get
involved.
Yes,
it makes them realise they're not ordinary people.
Yeah. And Linton is lovely, the festival, because it involves the whole community. There's, you know, the library and community groups all involved. Lots of events actually in Linton leading up to the festival as well. There's, you know, sort of trails to do and all sorts of things.
Yes, this must be
on.
Quite a big event for Linton, because presumably you get an influx of people.
Yes,
there's plenty to do in the village, isn't there?
There is. I mean, it's a lovely village. I mean, it's a great place to spend the day anyway. And as I said, they've got great volunteers, so everything's beautifully organised if you go. You know, there's sort of the cafe on site, and there's some of the pupils from Linton Village College will be there to sort of show people around and just make sure it all works well.
And as you say, this is organised by volunteers who are just passionate about books, and that
absolutely.
You can really see that in the programme.
Yes, I mean, isn't it a beautiful programme? I mean, please do have a look online. Even if you can't go, have a look online at the programme. I would really encourage people to do that, just to see what wealth of creativity there is there. And as you say, yes, there's this beautifully produced programme.
A real range of events. Pull out a few for us, Helen.
Oh, my goodness.
I know
this is
it's
so
really hard.
Well, of course, I will be.
Of course.
I'm going to be giving a talk with, now this is a world first, with the illustrator who has illustrated both my series of books, Leo Hartus, who absolutely makes the books because his illustrations are fantastic.
Have you you'd met him before, Helen?
Only a couple of times.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's amazing how little an author and illustrator actually sort of collaborates, you know, in person. It's all sort of done remotely through the editor most of the time. But we're going to give a complete sort of insight into the whole process of author and illustrator working together. And that should be fun. But other people, oh, I don't know. I mean, there's lots and lots of Cambridgeshire-based authors. I mentioned Chris Priestley already, who well known for his spooky books and all sorts of other books too.
Cambridgeshire is full of authors.
It is.
It?
Oh, another one that's going to be a really nice opportunity is a new author called Andy Shepherd, who is Cambridgeshire-based, who has a book coming out shortly called Grow Your Own Dragon, sort of ages 6 to 10, and isn't even published in the shops yet, but you will have chance to learn about and buy this book.
Hot off the press.
Let's see. Joe Cottrell, who has written a whole load of fantastic sort of middle grade age books, and she'll be talking about Electric Girl, which is a graphic novel and novel, a really kind of interesting format. Chitra Sundar, who's got a fantastic, beautiful picture book. Oh, I just feel like I don't want to leave anybody out. Joe Coelho is a poet. We've got fantastic wildlife photographer Michael Leach.
It just sounds, there's something for everyone,
there
basically.
There is.
Presumably, if you go along, it's quite buzzy as well, a lovely vibe.
There's a lovely vibe. And don't worry on the royal wedding day, because we do clash, but we will have the royal wedding showing in a separate room for anybody who just wants to pop in and check out what dress she's wearing or whatever. So don't let that be off-putting.
Keep an eye on Meghan and Harry.
You won't need to miss that.
So if people are interested, they should go to lintonbookfest.org, and you do recommend booking in advance, even though all the events are free. It's just
all the events
to reserve your seat, really.
Yes, it is. I mean, I know that some of the events are pretty close to being fully booked already, particularly on the Sunday. There's more availability, I think, on the Saturday. So do, you know, have a look around and see. And even if the sort of your first choice is booked up, do look around and see what's on, because, you know, with the drop-in activities, there's
you can spend
so
a day
much.
There, as you're saying. There's parking on site
there
as well.
There is. Oh, and of course, Heffers will have a bookshop there, so you'll be able to purchase and get personally signed copies of books by all of the people who are taking part. So, you know, that'll be a real chance to get a sort of a really priceless memento of the day.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. It's lintonbookfest.org is the website, 19th and the 20th of May. And of course, you're, as you're saying, you're there, Helen, because you're a very successful writer. How is your writing going at the moment? What are you up to?
At the moment, I'm working on a new series, which is actually for an American publisher. So it will be coming out in America, and then hopefully a British publisher will take it up later. And that's for slightly younger readers, and it's a series about time-travelling dogs having adventures through history with historical dogs of the world. So that's mainly what I'm doing at the moment.
I want to read that book now. That sounds fantastic.
Well, they're great fun to write. They've been really good. So, yes, because the mystery series that I've written in the past, both of those series are now sort of finished.
That was my next question. No more in the Adventure Island series, no?
Not planned at the moment. No. Not down to me. I would love to revisit Adventure Island, but of course publishers decide how many books they want in a particular series. But I still do school events and talks and things to promote those books, because they're still great fun.
I presume events like this, where you actually get to meet your readers, are really nice for you.
Oh, yeah.
You find out their take on
Absolutely. It. Absolutely. Yeah, it's invaluable and really good fun. And it's important now, because my kids are grown up now, so it's just a way really of keeping in touch with, you know, what children are talking about, what interests them. So it works both ways. It's a great pleasure.
Well, good luck for the festival. It does sound a wonderful thing, as you
Thank
say.
You,
you can go along, you can get a bit of Harry and Meghan as well, as you're drifting in and out of all these wonderful
Oh, and I'm judging the Dress a Potato as a Book Character competition as well, which is going to be my highlight. So do come along and see all of the potatoes dressed up. I think you can even enter your potato if you look
your
online.
Your potato dressed as a book character.
Yeah.
That's a challenge.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've seen some very good ones actually in because schools do it sometimes. Very good Harry Potters, Paddingtons.
Fantastic, fantastic. Oh, you must tweet pictures of that.
Oh, I will be, because I think that's going to be my highlight.
That does sound fun. Lintonbookfest.org is the website, 19th to the 20th of May. Thank you very much, Helen. Good luck with it all.
Thank you. Thanks very much for inviting me in.